Blog Talk Radio.
Morning in love. I am Dorcas, your host of the A Caring Consultants Talk Show. I am so excited to be able to reach you through radio. Yes. Last week we had our first show with some technical difficulties, but today I am ready to rock and roll. Let me remind you again the purpose and the goals we want to achieve on this show. Number one, we will instruct on wealth and health to and for the spiritual and physical man. Number two, we will have information on resources available in your community. Therefore, if you are an organization, a ministry, a church, or a private individual, we encourage you to call in if you have free items and assistance to the community. Number three, we will discuss the power of prayer in everyday life. Everybody has their own way of praying, but we're going to touch that prayer is significant in your life today. We will discuss what's in the news and how it can affect your health and your wealth. We will have new artists in the area on the show. We will have influential guest speakers that will motivate, invigorate, and will exhilarate your health and your wealth. We're even going to throw a couple of comedians in there, too. This segment will fall under the 7-second rule segment, which was created for you to redirect your anger, pain, depression, hurt, and problems for at least 7 seconds with a laugh or maybe just a smile. Believe me, every organ in your body would appreciate the relief of pressure. Did you not know that when you're stressed that every organ in your body is under pressure? We weren't created to be stressed, but to be blessed. So I encourage you today to release, let it go, and leave it alone. To the A Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com on Radio KASK. I teach a lot on HP. What? What is HP? HP is high blood pressure. Okay, so today we're going to discuss the 5 leading causes of high blood pressure. The first one that we're all familiar with is stress. A lot of times it pertains to our job or to our family or different situations that we're going through at the time. The next one is excess baggage, meaning the overweight. And actually, that's nothing to clap about. Thank you. Another cause could be your genes. It's hereditary. And another cause could be your lack of exercise. Back in the day, we considered exercise work. We didn't get to sit as much and look and talk and eat while we're sitting as much, but we worked back in the day, so we were a lot healthier. And last but not least, some medications also give you high blood pressure. It's very important that you take your medicine according to how it's ordered by your doctor, because I see a lot of people that only take medicine when they feel bad. If it's a blood pressure medicine, they'll just take it when they feel like their blood pressure is up. If it's a fluid medicine, they'll take it when they're swelling. So that's not too cool, because your body is just like going up and down and in and out, and it's getting all confused. The importance of taking your medicine on a regular basis. Now let's talk about the spiritual man, and we're going to talk about spiritual high blood pressure. Number one, stress. Can you really be effective in your walk, in your daily walk with stress? What are some of the things that happen when you're stressed out? A lot of times we snap for no reason. We're not too happy to be around. And a lot of times stress will set off conditions in your body. Facts, it's colder, headache, dizziness, increased heart rate. So that lets you know that we weren't created to be stressed out. The next one is excess baggage. Think about it. A lot of times we're carrying stuff that's unnecessary. Once it's been released to God, we have to learn to let it go. Sometimes we let it go and we'll go right back and pick it up. But, and I thought about that. And when I do get in that situation, I always apologize to God, because it's like, now I said you were going to do this, or I said it was going to be released, but yet I went back and I picked it up. Forgive me, Father, and I stand corrected. The next one, we talked about high blood pressure being inherited. So, now talking about the spiritual man. A lot of times, we make up excuses why we do this, why we did that against our body, why we did this against this other person. And then we want to say, well, my father did it, and my grandpa did it, my auntie did it, so it's just all up in the family. Now, looking at that in the spiritual concept, if we are to be like the Father, there's no excuse. There's a saying that says all excuses were nailed to the cross. In other words, when he took his last breath, he took everything with him. The next one is lack of exercise. And we're still talking about the spiritual man. Think about that one, too. Lack of exercise. Do we really exercise our faith? Are we really being about our Father's business? Are we really working and abiding in the kingdom of God? Think about that. If we don't, then the enemy has a chance to come in with all this stress, this excess baggage, and the excuses. But when you know that you're in the will of God, you'll be surprised how light you feel, the true happiness that's there, because you are walking in the will of God.
Listening to the A. Carey Consulting Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com, KASK.
Thank you for stepping in and not being only a niece, but a true and leading caregivers to my beginning siblings. Thank you for the sacrifices. Even during your illnesses, you are there for her. To me, or to Mrs. Minnie Grant in Houston, Texas, for the sleepless nights, carrying the burdens, and seeing the unexpected change in your loved ones. We honor you today. To the mom family, especially to Miss Lois, I know it's not easy being at the bedside of your loved ones and watching them deteriorate. Remember that you are a strong woman of God. Be encouraged today. And I thank all of you. May the peace of God rest, rule, and abide within the physical and the spiritual man. If you have someone you would like to recognize, please go to our website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. We would love to help you appreciate someone in the caregiver's corner.
At this time, we're going to dedicate this song to all of the caregivers that we mentioned today. And it's a song by Ty Tribbett. And the title is, You Are Everything.
I just want to tell you what I think about you. You are a free spirit.
Thank you. If there's a special caregiver that you want to... give a special shout out to, let us know. Go to my website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. Let us know about that special caregiver. Sometimes people don't realize how special they are when they're carrying the burden of their loved one, their family, and sometimes it's just a special friend. But I want to know about that person. Let's give them a surprise. Also, if you have a special prayer request, something that you're dealing with or something that you see that a special caregiver is dealing with, let us know about it because I strongly believe in the power of prayer. I believe that God can do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or even think. Once again, you're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show at www.blogtalkradio.com, KASK Radio.
To the A Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com/KASK Radio. And remember our motto, caring is contagious.
Okay, we are back on the air. Once again, I am so excited to be able to reach you through radio. You can call in at the number 347-850-8255. 8955, or just go to the website at www.acaringconsultants.com. And for those that missed our show last week, let me tell you a little bit about A Caring Consultants. I am a registered nurse, and I'm here in the city of Houston, but I work all over the state. I do a lot of home care, and I notice that when patients are discharged from the home care, they seem to be forgotten. Excuse me, they seem to be forgotten. So I created this business so that I will be able to give them continuity of care. So that's why we're asking you personally to go to our website at www.acaringconsultants.com to the contact section and leave your information. If there's somebody that you can help or if there's something you would like to donate, if there's somebody that you know that are in need or something, let us know. Let us know. As my friends tell me all the time, girl, you can't save the world. And my response to them is, but I can try. To God be the glory. And for those that are listening out of our city, we want you to call in also, because it's important that people know what you're doing in your community. I believe that the love of God can be shown through different ways and different areas. It doesn't always have to be financial. Just by giving somebody a hug today or speaking just a word of encouragement. And sometimes I notice when I'm out and about, if I just give people a smile or a hand wave, their whole facial expression changes as if to say, you're talking to me? Am I really that special? So I encourage you today, love somebody. Love somebody. Once again, this is the A Caring Consultants Talk Show at www.blogtalkradio.com at KASK. Call in. We want to hear from you. The number is 347-850-8955. Once again, you're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show, and we are so excited about being on the air. Next week, we will have special guest speakers, and I just want to incorporate every walk of life into this show because my goal is to reach the people. I have a personal testimony myself of a situation that I went through, and according to the medical laws and according to the signs and symptoms, I should be somebody that's whacked out. I should be somebody that's stroked out. I should be somebody that's extremely bitter. But because of the healing that God has given to me and to my heart, I decided and I told God, I said, when you bring me out of this, I'm going to flip my pain for gain. So every day I live my life as if it is my last day. And I always ask God, did I touch anybody today? Are you happy with me today? Did I find favor today? Was that your favor? Was it coincidence or was it evidence that you are God? And I am excited about what God is going to do on this radio show because I believe that God can do exceedingly and abundantly all we could ask or think. You know, we used to make the comment, well, I used to make the comment or make the statement that, you know, I would tell people, take the limits off of God, take the limits off of God. But God reminded me, there are no limits on him. We limit ourselves. And so now I've got a new attitude. And like David said, I encourage myself. I think about that statement, I encourage myself. I'll never forget, I grew up in San Antonio, and I remember Bishop Young, Richard Young, he was there, and he had ministered to us, and his subject was encourage yourself. And at that time, I was a single young lady, and I was living my life, had finished school, and was working, and churching it, and all this stuff. And being brought up as a pastor's kid, people just assume that we don't go through anything and nothing happens to us and life is just lovely. But we're human just like everybody else. We hurt, we feel, we have pressure, all of the above. But I'll never forget that sermon because I still use that today. If there's something that I'm dealing with or depression tries to creep in again or if I'm planning something and my situation is not quite going like I wanted, I could hear Bishop Richard Young say again, encourage yourself. Sometimes you look for encouragement from other people and you can become despondent and hurt and, you know, you want to draw away. But I tell you today, encourage yourself. And sometimes you got to say it out loud because it has to go in through the ear before it gets into the heart. And it's one thing that I really love about dealing with people. It's just that everybody is just so special. And, you know, God is our creator, and so God didn't make any mistakes. Man can label it mistakes, but God didn't make any mistakes. And I thought about that. I said, you know, we always try to be like this one, or we want to look this way, or we want to look that way. And I thought about it. I said, you know, we're really not Martians. I said, this would be a boring world if everybody looked the same, if everybody was the same size, if everybody spoke the same language, if everybody had the same attitude. But because of the uniqueness that God, the Creator, has given us and the way he has formed us, we're living in a beautiful world. So encourage yourself today. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself. Get a mirror. Look in the mirror and encourage yourself. Let yourself know, hey, I am somebody. I will be somebody. I'm going to reach somebody. That's right. That's right. That's right. Encourage yourself. And today I'd like to encourage a few people too. As I said before, with A Caring Consultants, we're all over the place. And I tell people, you know, I go from the shack to the mansion because we're all human. I mean, sometimes we can be dressed up and depressed, dressed up with issues, mental issues, dealing with a lot. And so a lot of times we can't really label the people that are on the street because I found people on the street that have been lawyers, professors, doctors, you know, nurses, just all walks of life. And because of the pressure of life, they just snap. And some of them have decided, you know, it's just easier for me to live out here and not have to deal with reality, not have to deal with the pressure. But those are the people I want to talk to today. I want to speak peace to your mind and to your heart. And also encourage everybody else. When you're passing by, just be nice. Just be nice. You know, sometimes I'll see some of my buddies on the street, and I know they've drank all night, but I'm not there to judge them about their drinking. But sometimes I'll just take them food because I just want to see that person heal. And when I'm giving them food, I'm asking God for the healing in the body. But first we have to start at the mind because there can be healing in the body, the healing of the organs and all of that. But if the mindset is not right, you're just going to have a circle of the situation. So I encourage you today, love somebody. Remember our motto, caring is contagious. And actually, that was our motto for the year 2013, caring is contagious. But when we started this business, our motto was nursing from the heart. So we've just sort of combined the two. And that's another thing, too, that I've seen in my career. They're what I call paper nurses, and I'll probably get a lot of flack for this. but I'm going to say it anyhow. There are some people that are, you know, they're in their profession only on paper. But when you're dealing with the public, when you're dealing with the ill, whether it be physical, mental, you know, that takes a special type of person. And I want to hear about that special type of person that you know also. Because it's good to, you know, to pat people on the back, to let them know you're doing a good job, you're not forgotten about, and we don't take you for granted. One day I would love to see where the health field is so strong and caring that, you know, people won't be turned away if there is no finances or the insurance won't cover it or is not available. But we'll just be so passionate about it to where we won't let them walk away. We'll make sure that we find some type of resource for them to help them. And especially for our young people, it's easy to label them also. You know, a lot of times I know with families, you get disgusted and you get despondent and you just want to throw your hands up because you're tired of it. And I think about that. I say, you know, God never gave up on us because some of us did some stuff, whether it's been exposed or not, but he was there. And like I was told, you know, God doesn't leave us, we leave him. And that's what's so special about him. And God also let me know that, you know, your body has to be in good health so that you could be about your father's business. Because I know sometimes I'll tell God, I said, okay, I'm hurting like this, or I have this stiffness here, and how am I going to lift that food box? I'm not going to help these people. But he's also a wise guy. There's certain things you can't do and expect for your body to be in great health. Once again, this is the A Caring Consultants Talk Show, and you're listening to Dorcas on www.blogtalkradio.com, KASK. Give us a call at 850-8955. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. And now we're going to have another song. I am a lover of Ty Tribbett, and I love some Fred Hammond, and basically, I love all kind of music because I don't believe there's a such thing as the devil's music, because music started in heaven. And now we can take stuff and corrupt it. We can take food and corrupt it. You know, there's a lot of things we can take and corrupt. So does that mean that all food is bad because I don't like it? I don't think so. But anyway, let's hear another song from my buddy Ty Tribbett. I like him because he's different, and to me, he's reachable, you know, because some of us, we're so high up there that if we don't speak a certain language or if we don't look a certain way, you know, people won't come to us. But that's what I love about Ty. Sometimes I just think, I said, the boy is crazy. But it's a crazy good. Let me make that plain. It's a crazy good. So here's another song of encouragement. And it's called He Turned It.
Help it, for evil has turned it around for my
Once again, you're listening to the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show. I'm Dorcas, your host. Please listen again next week at www.blogtalkradio.com at KASK. This is a way to wake up this morning. Hey! All right. Hi, Trivet. Once again, you're listening to the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com at KASK. And you can call into our show at 347-850-8955. Okay, on next week, we will be doing a special Thanksgiving show. So I want you to go to my website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section, and I want you to leave a special thank you on there. And we would like to put that on the air for next week. There's a lot for us to be grateful for. And at this time, what I want to do is just take out a little time and just thank some of my supporters over the years that have helped me reach the community. And one is CMMS Home X-Ray. Thank you, Mr. Dudley Cole, for always being there for us. The clients appreciate it, and I appreciate it too. Another supporter, EMOS Healthcare of Houston, Texas. Thank you, EMOS. They also have some awesome nurses, so if you're in need of home care, EMOS Healthcare, but just make sure that when you guys contact these people, let them know that you heard about them on the A Caring Consultants Talk Show. I am your host, Dorcas, and I am enjoying this day. Now, let's go back to what we were talking about earlier. We were talking about some of the people on the street and different situations. And sometimes you might have people that are not on the street, but they're in their homes or in their apartment complexes or just basically in the community. One of the services that A Caring Consultants provides are free health scares. We love to go out and to teach and to reach the people. So if you would like to schedule a health fair for your church or for your community, for your apartment complex, you can reach us at www.acaringconsultantswithan.s.com. Go to the contact section and leave your request there and your information. I find that with my health fairs, sometimes I'm so surprised at the little bitty things that people tell me they've been doing for years and didn't realize that it was causing the illnesses in their bodies. So I would love to come out to your community to teach, and some of the things I really like to focus on and things that we have fun with, we focus on high blood pressure, of course. We talked about that earlier. And we also focus on blood sugar, diabetes, the different types, the signs and symptoms, the effect it has on your life, on the organs in your body, on your kidneys, your heart, your extremities. So it's just not about your blood sugar going up and you're going to pop a pill or shoot yourself with some insulin. Remember, when your body is under stress, every organ in your body is stressed out also. Some of the other things we talk about are the different medications, and especially with the new medications coming out, we like to compare them to the medicines that you're already on. And we try to make our health fairs as simple as possible because I want you to walk away with some knowledge. I mean, I could be there for an hour, and we could be talking and playing games, but if I have not reach you, if you don't walk away with something new, then I haven't accomplished what I wanted to do. So if there is a health fair that you would like to schedule, I'm talking to the pastors also, outreach ministries, let us know. Everything is free, and we would love to come. And if you are a person that do donate food and clothing and furniture, whatever, please give us a call also. Everything is free of charge, but we just like to share, you know, because caring is contagious. Go to my website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. Once again, you're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show at www.blogtalkradio.com. K-A-S-K. If you were listening earlier, I mentioned some of the things that we wanted to focus on in this show. And I just finished talking about the physical man as far as the different diseases and things and how they can affect your body. Now I want to look at the spiritual man, and we're looking at the body as a whole, meaning the church and all of the members or your congregation or your organization or even in your different religions. As you know today, if there's something that happens, you know, it could be put out there within seconds because of the different routes we have with the media. So I want to encourage you today, instead of being somebody that's going to knock that spiritual man down or that religion down, somebody that's in office, let's flip that. Let's flip that pain for gain. Let's pull together. Let's encourage them. Because remember, if there's a ailing or illness in one part of the body, the whole body is affected. Even though you can have pain in your hand, you're still going to feel it throughout your body. Why? Because the head is letting the body know there's a problem, and there's something we need to fix. And so I pray today that you take what I'm saying to you in a serious matter on how important it is for us to pray for each other and to encourage each other. That's one thing I can say about my mom when she was bringing us up. Gossip was a big no-no, and she used to always tell us that it was bad for the spirit man. And I didn't understand that until I grew up, and I was in certain situations And at that time, I didn't need people putting their mouths on me. I needed them praying for me. So today I encourage you, don't put your mouth on anybody. Just pray for them. And sometimes people are not ready for you to tell them, you know, words of encouragement and all that, but you can pray from a distance and you can ask God for wisdom. But if the body is praying together, there's no room for illness. And another thing, if the body is praying together and if the body is taking care of what it's supposed to be doing, you can have healing. Healing will come about, okay? Once again, you're listening to the A. Perry Consultants Talk Show. I am your host, Dorcas, and we are on www.blogtalkradio.com. Okay, we're back with the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com at KASK. You can call in at 347-850-8955, or you can go to my website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information, your comments. I want to hear from you today. And don't forget, on next week, we're going to do a special Thanksgiving show. And I want you to go to my website again, www.acaringconsultants.com, and let us know about that special thank you you want to give out, that you want to make known to the world. This is an international radio talk show, and it is located at www.blogtalkradio.com at KSAK. And you're listening to the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show, and we are so glad to be here. And before we go today, I want to say a special thank you to Dr. Willie Hunter, Apostle A.E. Hyde, Apostle and Prophetess Moore in Austin, Texas. These are some people that have been behind me and have encouraged me. I want you to know that I love you. I'm here for you, and you are loved. Why? Because caring is contagious. Okay, if you missed the first hour, we're going to play a pre-recorded show once again. So don't hang up. You're listening to the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com at KASK.
Your host of the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show.
I am so excited to be able to reach you through radio. Yeah. Last week we had our first show with some technical difficulties, and today I am ready to rock and roll. Let me remind you again the purpose and the goals we want to achieve on this show. Number one, we will instruct on wealth and health, two and four, the spiritual and physical man. Number two, we will have information on resources available in your community. Therefore, if you are an organization, a ministry, a church, or a private individual, we encourage you to call in if you have free items and assistance to the community. Number three, we will discuss the power of prayer in everyday life. Everybody has their own way of praying, but we're going to test that too. Prayer is significant in your life today. We will discuss what's in the news and how it can affect your health and your wealth. We will have new artists in the area on the show. We will have influential guest speakers that will motivate, invigorate, and will exhilarate your health and your wealth. We're even going to throw a couple of comedians in there, too. This segment will fall under the 7-second rule segment, which was created for you to redirect your anger, pain, depression, hurt, and problems for at least 7 seconds with a laugh or maybe just a smile. Believe me, every organ in your body would appreciate the relief of pressure. Did you not know that when you're stressed, that every organ in your body is under pressure? We weren't created to be stressed, but to be blessed. So I encourage you today to release, let it go, and leave it alone. You're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com on Radio KASK. I teach a lot on HP. What? What is HP? HP is... high blood pressure. Okay, today we're going to discuss the 5 leading causes of high blood pressure. The first one that we're all familiar with is stress. A lot of times it pertains to our job or to our family or different situations that we're going through at the time. The next one is excess baggage, meaning you're overweight. And actually, that's nothing to clap about. Thank you. Another cause could be your genes, it's hereditary. And another cause could be your lack of exercise. Back in the day, we considered exercise work. We didn't have to sit as much and lift and talk and eat while we're sitting as much. But we worked back in the day, so we were a lot healthier. And last but not least, some medications also give you high blood pressure. It's very important that you take your medicine according to how it's ordered by your doctor, because I see a lot of people that only take medicine when they feel bad. If it's a blood pressure medicine, they'll just take it when they feel like their blood pressure is up. If it's a fluid medicine, they'll take it when they're swelling. So that's not too cool, because your body is just like going up and down and in and out, and it's getting all confused. That's the importance of taking your medicine on a regular basis. Now let's talk about the spiritual man, and we're going to talk about spiritual high blood pressure. Number one, stress. Can you really be effective in your walk, in your daily walk, with stress? What are some of the things that happen when you're stressed out? A lot of times we snap for no reason. We're not too happy to be around. And a lot of times stress will set off conditions in your body. Spats, thick colon, headache, dizziness, increased heart rate. So that lets you know that we weren't created to be stressed out. The next one is excess travel. Think about it. A lot of times we're carrying stuff that's unnecessary. Once it's been released to God, we have to learn to let it go. Sometimes we let it go and we'll go right back and pick it up. But, and you know, and I thought about that. And when I do get in that situation, I always apologize to God, because it's like, now I said you were going to do this, or I said it was going to be released, but yet I went back and I picked it up. Forgive me, Father, and I stand corrected. The next one, we talked about high blood pressure being inherited. So now talking about the spiritual man. A lot of times, you know, we make up excuses why we do this, why we did that against our body, why we did this against this other person. And then we want to say, well, my father did it, and I heard my grandpa did it, my auntie did it, so it's just all up in the family. Now, looking at that in the spiritual concept, if we are to be like the father, there's no excuse. You know, there's a saying that says all excuses are known to the cross. In other words, when he took his last breath, he took everything with him. The next one is lack of exercise. And we're still talking about the spiritual man. Think about that one too. Lack of exercise. Do we really exercise our faith? Are we really being about our Father's business? Are we really working and abiding in the kingdom of God? Think about that. If we don't, then the enemy has a chance to come in with all this stress, this excess racket, and the excuses. But when you know that you're in the will of God, you'll be surprised how light you feel, the true happiness that's there, because you are walking in the will of God. Thank you. And I thank you, all of you. May the peace of God rest, rule, and abide within the physical and the spiritual man. If you have someone you would like to recognize, please go to our website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Contact section and leave your information. We would love to help you appreciate someone in the caregiver's corner. A Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com, KASK Radio. And remember our motto, caring is contagious.
I'd also like to say a special thank you and recognize another beautiful family, and that is none other than the Washington family, Dr. Washington. Dr. Cleese, we appreciate you guys today, and we honor you guys today for the unlimited love that you're showing your mom, who is a very special friend of my mom's. And so when I see her, it brings back memories. But I want to encourage you today, and to God be the glory. You're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com at KASK. Okay, this time we're going to dedicate a song to all of our caregivers. And as you know, I am a lover of Mr. Ty Tribbett because of his type of music. He could reach a lot of people in different areas. So hats off to you, Mr. Ty Tribbett. So the name of this song is going to be You Are Everything. And here we go.
I just want to tell you what I think about you.
And you know my name before
To the A. Perry Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com at KASK. And we're excited again once to reach you by radio. Now we're going back to our show. And this is Dorcas, and you're listening to the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com at KASK. Remember, I want you to go to my website and let me know about a special caregiver in your life. If there's also like a special prayer request for that person or for somebody, and if there's a special shout-out that you want to do to a caregiver or to a nurse or to your leader or to your family member, let us know about it. Go to our website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. Speaking of special caregivers, we're also praying for the Alford family who lost their mom, and I want you guys to know that we are here for you, and we're praying for you, and if you're listening, we just want to send a prayer up to your mind, your body, and your soul. I feel your pain, your heaviness, because I've buried both of my parents who were awesome leaders also, but to God be the glory for what they have instilled in me, and I say that to you. Just remember what your mom has instilled in you. You're listening to the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show at www.blogtalkradio.com, KASK. We can be reached by phone at 347-850-8955. As I said before, next week we're going to be doing a Thanksgiving special show. So I really would like for you to go to my website and leave your information at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information and leave your shout out or your words of encouragement or your special thank you to that special person. Once again, if you would like to schedule a health fair, and they are free of charge, and we do provide a light lunch during the health fair. We do a lot of teaching to the community. We try to reach the churches, the apartment complexes, the assisted living, or even if it's just a family gathering and you want some health information. So give us a call at 281-509-4755 or by fax, you just said, 281-727-0825. Our website is www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information or your request. Let us know about the show today and let us know if we can help in the community. Also, if you are someone that can also donate to the community, or if you are an organization or a ministry that helps the community, let us know about it. Go to my website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact information and leave your information. Remember that this radio station is international, so we want to be able to reach the world. Also, go to my website and let me know where you're listening from. If it's in Memphis, Oklahoma, if it's across the water, let us know. We want to know. And I cannot stress the importance of you relating your information if you have something free to give out to the community or if you want to help somebody or if there's a certain criteria that person has to meet in order to get help from you. We want to know about that. We want to be a resource show to where you can call in and we can direct you in the right path. Not only do we offer health fairs, but anything that's needed in the home, whether it be food or clothing, furniture, sometimes, you know, you might have to move unexpectedly, or there's disasters that occur too. So please call us at 281-509-4755 or go to our website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. Okay, at this time, I want to do a shout-out to some of my supporters. Okay, and that is none other than CMMS Home X-Ray. Thank you, Mr. Dudley, with CMMS Home X-Ray. Also to EMOS Healthcare. The awesome nursing service that is located in the city of Houston. H-Town. I want to do a shout out to Access Pharmacy. And these are people that give to the community, and we applaud you today. Please make sure when you contact them, let them know that you heard about them on the Acaring Consultants Talk Radio Show, located at www.blogtalkradio.com, KSAK. And don't forget, if you'd like to schedule a health fair in your community, in your apartment complex, call us at 281-509-4755, or you can go to our website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact information and leave your information. We'll contact you, and we'll see what we can do. Remember, we can't save the world, but we can try. Okay, we're going to dedicate another song to our caregivers. Today we're focusing on our caregivers. And next week we will have a guest speaker, and we're going to do a special show on Thanksgiving. So we want you to listen in to www.blogtalkradio.com at KASK. Here's another song by one of my favorite artists, Mr. Ty Tribbett, Beauty for Ashes.
Oh,
And you're listening to the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show at www.blogtalkradio.kask. You can call into the show at 347-850-8955. Next week, we will be doing a special Thanksgiving show, so we want you to go to the website and let me know about that special person that you want to do a shout-out to. www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. Once again, let us know if you have an outreach ministry, if you're an individual with an organization, anything free for the community or to help someone, we want to know about it. So go to our website at www.acaringconsultantswithans.com. Go to the contact information and leave your information there for us. Okay, we are happy to be back and so excited about being able to reach you through radio. A lot deeper. Okay, now let's talk about some of the health fairs that I do. I see in our community there's a lot of need as far as teaching on health and wealth. And so I just want to share with you right now some of the topics that I teach on. At the same time, I try to make them fun. I try to play some games that will implement the importance of taking care of your body, the importance of following the instructions of your doctor if you're under physician, the importance of just enjoying life, period. One of the main things that I like to teach on is high blood pressure, as I said earlier before. High blood pressure does affect a lot of your organs in your body, and a lot of times we don't realize. We think that if I have high blood pressure, I probably have a heart attack, or I won't let it get to that point. But the high blood pressure affects every organ in your body, and mainly kidneys. And so we also focus on kidney disease. We focus on diabetes, on arthritis, and really any subject that is requested by that location. So if you are an organization that do focus on any of the topics that I discussed today, I want to hear from you. Please go to www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. We would love to get in touch with you. And let me make it clear, I am a nurse. I am not a physician, but I can refer you to some good physicians. Once again, you're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show. I'm Dorcas, your host, and I am excited about reaching you through the radio. Consultants Talk Show at www.blogtalkradio.com, KASK. And remember to go to my website and let me know about a special caregiver, because we will be celebrating Thanksgiving next week, and we want to do a special shout-out to those persons that are worthy of thanks. Not only that, we've been speaking about special caregivers today, but if you have a special prayer request and your information that you send to us is confidential, if you want to do a special shout-out to a nurse or to a leader or to a family member, we want to know about that too. And remember that we are praying for you. Okay, once again, you're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show. I am Dorcas, your host, on www.blogtalkradio.com at KASK. All right. Now, let's get back to our program. And if you would like to call in, you can call in at 347-850-8955. Once again, that's 347-850-8945. 347-850-8955. Don't forget to go to our website at www.acaringconsultantswithanS.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. We're looking forward to hearing from you. We can also be reached by phone at 281-509-4755. Our fax is 281-727-0825. Where we are reaching the community. Okay, we're going to do another song at this time because I don't want you to get bored, and I want you to call in and tell me how you feel. I need to know what's happening in your world. It doesn't matter if you're not in Houston, Texas, where we're located, because this is an international show, and we want to know what's happening in your world, or if there's some concerns or some needs. Let us know about it, because we want to be a show of resource. We want to be able to reach and to teach wealth and health both to the physical and spiritual man. So don't hesitate to call in. The number here is 347-850-8955. 347-850-8945. You're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show. I am Dorcas, your host, and I'm excited about it. Please give us a call. You're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show. I'm Dorcas, your host. Please give us a call. 281-509-4755 is our office number. Our fax number is 281-727-0825. We can also be reached at our website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section, leave your information. We would love to hear from you today. Listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com, KASK. And before we go today, we want to do some special thank you again to people that have been influential in my life. And I know of a great couple that lives in Port Lavaca, Texas. Well, we grew up together in San Antonio, and those are none other than Bishop Sanders and co-pastor Judy Sanders. I just want to say a special thank you to you guys because you were there in my younger days when I was learning myself spiritually. You were there. And I want you to know and I want to let the world know that I appreciate you and that I love you and that I am here for you. To God be the glory for what he's doing for you guys in Port Lavaca. And I'm proud to say that I'm one of your daughters. Woo-hoo! I'd also like to say a special thank you to Overseer Essie High, who gave me a chance. And a place to reach out to the community. Thank you, Mother Hyde. I won't forget it. I also like to say a special thank to all of those that have given me words of encouragement. I'm here now at this place. I'm excited about it. I'm so glad that I'm able to reach people through the radio. So I want you to call in and let me know. If you heard the show, give me the good and the bad. Just remember, this is my beginning. It's not my end. We can be reached at 281-509-4755 is our office number. Our fax number is 281-727-0825. Our website is www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section, leave your information, let me know what you're in need of because we're here to help you. Also, while you're there, just take a look at some of the events and things that we've done over the years and some of the things that we've done in 2013. God has blessed us to where we're able to feed people on a monthly basis. And so if there's someone in need that you know, please give us their information and let us contact them. Or if you want it to be done secretly, just let us know that too, because we don't want to see anyone going hungry. I know at this time of year, everybody's giving out free boxes, free food, free gifts, but I'm just a stickler when it comes to that because I think about the people, you know, they need to eat every day of the year. And so we try to be a part of that. Also, if you're interested in some health fairs, also let us know. Go to our website, www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. We would love to come out and teach and reach on health and wealth of the physical and the spiritual men. We also have available for those that are not able to go out to a ministry, but you would just like a word of encouragement, a word in your time of need, let us know, because we do have ministers that will come out and minister to you. And also, pastors, if you have ministers, ordained ministers, that would like to minister in the home, let us know also. We would love to partner with you so that we will be able to reach the world. Thank you so much for listening today. Once again, this is the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show. I am so happy to be able to reach you by radio. And I pray that you are blessed today and that there was a word said to encourage you, to uplift you, to just lift some of the load off of you today. Know that you're special. If nobody's told you that today, I'm telling you today that you are so special. And I mean that in a good way. Be encouraged. Know who you are in God. Know who you are in life. We all have a purpose, but very few of us reach our destiny. So I'm encouraging you today to stay in there, hang in there, love somebody, hug somebody, and know that you are somebody. Caring is contagious. Thank you for your support. Was the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show at www.blogtalkradio.com. Because we can do the best. 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 we're going into our third and final hour today. Some of the show has been pre-recorded, and so we're excited about this last hour. So on Saturday, if you're not able to listen to the show for 3 hours, we're going to try to have it set up as to where you could hear the show either from 9 to 10 or from 10 to 11 or from 11 to 12. And what we're going to do is we're going to post this at our website at www.acaringconsultants.com, so you'll be able to go on there to see the different times. We'll also be posting our special guest. This is our second show, and we're excited about it. So we are so looking forward to you listening to us, and also spread the news and let them know that A Caring Consultants now has a talk show. And it's on www.blogtalkradio.com at KASK. Once again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com at KASK. Thank you, Dr. Hunter. You can go to our website also at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact information. Leave your information for us. If you are in need of services, if you are in need of any type of help in the home, let us know. If you're trying to reach somebody, let us know. If it's good news, we want to know about it. We're also looking forward to increasing our sponsors and giving out more information as the show goes on. So next week in our Thanksgiving special, we will have more information for you on different resources in your area. So if you are doing things in your community, please go to our website and let us know at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section, leave your information. We want to help you put it out there. Remember that caring is contagious. Okay, it is 11 o'clock, and we're going to be going into the third and final hour of our show. Once again, this is Dorcas, your host of the A Caring Consultants Talk Show. And I am one excited, nervous person, but I know that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, and I need your encouragement today. You're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com at KSAK. Here now is a pre-recorded show. I greet you this morning in love. I am Dorcas, your host of the A Caring Consultants Talk Show. I am so excited to be able to reach you through radio. Yeah. Last week we had our first show with some technical difficulties, but today I am ready to rock and roll. Let me remind you again the purpose and the goals we want to achieve on this show. Number one, we will instruct on wealth and health to and for the spiritual and physical man. Number two, we will have information.
resources available in your community. Therefore, if you are an organization, a ministry, a church, or a private individual, we encourage you to call in if you have free items and assistance to the community. Number three, we will discuss the power of prayer in everyday life. Everybody has their own way of praying, but we're going to touch that too. Prayer is significant in your life today. We will discuss what's in the news and how it can affect your health and your wealth. We will have new artists in the area on the show. We will have influential guest speakers that will motivate, invigorate, and will exhilarate your health and your wealth. We're even going to throw a couple of comedians in there, too. This segment will fall under the 7-second rule segment, which was created for you to redirect your anger, pain, depression, hurt, and problems for at least 7 seconds with a laugh or maybe just a smile. Believe me, every organ in your body would appreciate the relief of pressure. Did you not know that when you're stressed, that every organ in your body is under pressure? We weren't created to be stressed, but to be blessed. So I encourage you today to release, let it go, and leave it alone.
Medicine, they'll just take it when they feel like their blood pressure is up.
If it's a fluid medicine, they'll take it when there's swelling. So that's not too cool because your body is just like going up and down and in and out, and it's getting all confused. That's the importance of taking your medicine on a regular basis. Now let's talk about the spiritual man, and we're going to talk about spiritual high blood pressure. Number one, stress. Can you really be effective in your walk, in your daily walk with stress? What are some of the things that happen when you're stressed out? A lot of times we snap for no reason. We're not too happy to be around. And a lot of times stress will set off conditions in your body. That's the colon, headache, dizziness, increased heart rate. So it's better to know that we weren't created to be stressed out. The next one is excess baggage. Think about it. A lot of times we're carrying stuff that's unnecessary. Once it's been released to God, we have to learn to let it go. Sometimes we let it go and we'll go right back and pick it up. But, and you know, I thought about that. And when I do get in that situation, I always apologize to God because it's like, now I said you were going to do this, or I said it was going to be released, but yet I went back and I picked it up. Forgive me, Father, and I stand corrected. The next one, we talked about high blood pressure being inherited. So, now talking about the spiritual man. A lot of times, you know, we make up excuses why we do this, why we do that against our body, why we did this against this other person, and then we want to say, well, my father did it, and I heard my grandpa did it, my auntie did it, so it's just all up in the family. Now, looking at that in the spiritual concept, if we are to be like the father, there's no excuse for everything that there's all excuses in there to the family. In other words, when he took his last breath, he took everything with him. The next one is lack of exercise. And we're still talking about the spiritual man. Think about that one, too. Lack of exercise. Do we really exercise our faith? Are we really being about our Father's business? Are we really working and abiding in the kingdom of God? Think about that. If we don't, then the enemy has a chance to come in with all the stress, the excess baggage, and the excuses. But when you know that you're in the will of God, you'll be surprised how life will feel, the true happiness that feels, because you are walking in the will of God.
www.blogtalkradio.com. is again in the Woodlands. Very nice facility, 150 Woodlands. And so come on by sometime and check us out. And we also take Medicare, Medicaid, and other insurances for your physical therapy and private pay for our long-term care reference. What is your contact number? My contact number is 281-253-8439. And you can call that number 24 hours, 7 days a week.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Judy.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And if you need further assistance or if you need more information on any of our commercials that we're having from our sponsors, you can go to www.acaringconsultants.com. That's our website. Once again, that is www.acaringconsultants.com. You can reach our office at 281-509-4755. Number is 281-727-0825. Our email address is acaringconsultswithanS@yahoo.com. This is the Caregiver Corner. Sometimes we're so focused on our illness or situation that we forget about the caregiver, the person that is there for you, caring and sharing your every pain, sharing your ups and downs, sharing the good days and the bad days, sharing the improvements and the setbacks, sharing the hospitalizations, and catching every tear, whether you know it or not. Recognize some wonderful, extraordinary people that I have met in my career and during my outreach to the community. I want them to know that they are appreciated for their sacrifices. I want to do a special shout-out to Ms. Bernice Shepherd, who has been by her mother's side day and night. Second, we have Ms. Rothman, who I saw personally go over and beyond in the care of her clients. She was laid to rest last week, and they're praying for the family. Sissy, job well done. Third, to the pastors, Megger and Rhonda Carr, I've seen you reschedule, cancel events, miss out on opportunities just to care for your loved ones. I admire them because it's rare to find a spouse that will stick with you when you're personally caring for your family. The persons were and are great at times, but know that you can personally minister to someone in the same situation. To Mrs. Barbara Collins in San Antonio, Texas, thank you for stepping in and not being only a niece, but a true and leading caregiver to Mother Jane and Jill. Thank you for the sacrifices. Even during your illnesses, you are there for her. To Ms. Barbara Collins, Mini Grant in Houston, Texas, for the sleepless nights, carrying the burden, and seeing the unexpected change in your loved one. We honor you today. To the Miles family, especially to Miss Lois, I know it's not easy being at the bedside of your loved one and watching them deteriorate. Remember that you are a strong woman of God. Be encouraged today. And I say to all of you, may the peace of God rest, rule, and abide within the physical and the spiritual man. If you have someone you would like to recognize, please go to our website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. We would love to help you appreciate someone in the caregiver's corner. The A. Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com, KASK Radio. And remember our motto, Caring is contagious.
Thank you.
www.theartoprocradio.com and KASK. And we're excited again once to reach you by radio. Now we're going back to our show. And this is Dorcas, and you're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com. Remember, I want you to go to my website and let me know about a special caregiver in your life. If there's also like a special prayer request for that person or for somebody, and if there's a special shout-out that you want to do to a caregiver or to a nurse or to your leader or to your family member, let us know about it. Go to our website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. Speaking of special caregivers, we're also praying for the Alford family who lost their mom, and I want you guys to know that we are here for you, and we're praying for you, and if you're listening, we just want to send a prayer of peace to your mind, your body, and your soul. I feel your pain, your heaviness, because I buried both of my parents who were awesome leaders also, but to God be the glory for what they have instilled in me, and I say that to you, just remember what your mom has instilled in you. You're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show at www.blogtalkradio.com, KASK. You can reach my phone at 347-850-8955. As I said before, next week we're going to be doing a Thanksgiving special show, so I really would like for you to go to my website and leave your information at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information and leave your shout-out or your words of encouragement or your special thank you to that special person. Once again, if you would like to schedule a health fair, and they are free of charge, and we do provide a light lunch during the health fair. We do a lot of teaching to the community. We try to reach the churches, the apartment complexes, the assisted living, or even if it's just a family gathering and you want some health information. So give us a call at 281-509-4755, or by fax, you can reach us at 281-727-0825. Our website is www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information or your request. Let us know about the show today, and let us know if we can help in the community. Also, if you are someone that can also donate to the community, or if you are an organization or a ministry that helps the community, let us know about it. Go to my website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact information and leave your information. Remember that this radio station is international, so we want to be able to reach the world. Also, go to my website and let me know where you're listening from. If it's in Memphis, Oklahoma, if it's across the water, let us know. We want to know. And I cannot stress relating your information if you have something free to give out to the community or if you want to help somebody or if there's a certain criteria that that person has to meet in order to get help from you. We want to know about that. We want to be a resource for ourselves to where you can call in and we can direct you in the right path. Not only do we offer health fairs, but anything that's needed in the home, whether it be food or clothing, furniture, sometimes, you know, you might have to move unexpectedly, or the disasters that occur too. So please call us at 281-509-4755 or go to our website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. Okay, at this time, I want to do a shout-out to some of my supporters. Okay, that is none other than CMMS Home X-Ray. Mr. Dudley with CMMS Home X-Ray. Also to Emon Health Care. An awesome nursing service that is located in the city of Houston. Access Pharmacy. These are people that give to the community, and we applaud you today. Please make sure when you contact them, let them know that you heard about them on the A-Caring Consultants Talk Radio Show, located at www.blogtalkradio.com. ASAP. And don't forget, if you'd like to schedule a health fair in your community, in your apartment complex, call us at 281-509-4755, or you can go to our website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact information and leave your information. We'll contact you and we'll see what we can do. Remember, we can't save the world, but we can try.
Thank you.
please go to www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. We would love to get in touch with you. And let me make it clear, I am a nurse. I am not a physician, but I can refer you to some good physicians. Once again, you're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show. I'm Dorcas, your host, and I am excited about reaching you to the radio.
Thank you so much for your pride. Clear Tone Hearing Center, 832-928-9081. Thank you for your support, Lori.
Okay, you're listening to the HR Consultants Talk Show at www.blogtalkradio.com, KASK. And remember to go to my website and let me know about a special caregiver, because we will be celebrating Thanksgiving on next week, and we want to do a special shout-out to those persons that are worthy of thanks. Not only that, we've been speaking about special caregivers today, but if you have a special prayer request and your information that you sent to us, is confidential. If you want to do a special shout out to a nurse or to a leader or to a family member, we want to know about that too. And remember that we are praying for you. Okay, once again, you're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show. On www.blogtalkradio.com at KASK. All right. Now, let's get back to our program. And if you would like to call in, you can call in at 347-850-8955. Once again, that's 347-850-8955. 347-850-8955. Don't forget to go to our website at www.acaringconsultantswithanx.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. We're looking forward to hearing from you. We can also be reached by phone at 281-509-4755. Our fax is 281-727-0825. We're good on reaching the community. Okay, we're going to do another song at this time because I don't want you to get bored, and I want you to call in and tell me how you feel. I need to know what's happening in your world. It doesn't matter if you're not in Houston, Texas, where we're located, because this is an international show, and we want to know what's happening in your world, or if there's some concerns or some needs. Let us know about it, because we want to be a show of resource. We want to be able to reach and to teach wealth and health, both to the physical and spiritual man. So don't hesitate to call in. The number here is 347-850-8955. 347-850-8945. You're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show. I am Dorcas, your host, and I'm excited about it. Please give us a call.
shout out to the Brown House in Waller, Texas, personal care home. Thank you for your support over the years. Okay, we are back. And this is the last hour and few minutes of our three-hour show, weekend show. Once again, this is our second taping, and we're excited about it. You are listening to the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show, and I am Dorcas, your host. We want to encourage you to call in to our office at 281-509-4755. If there's a special thank you that you want to give someone on next week, or go to our website at www.acaringconsultantswithanS.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. We're looking forward to hearing from you. And we not only just want to say thank you once a year to the special people, but we want to do it all the time on this show. So make sure that you listen and make sure you go to our website, www.acaringconsultants.com with the nest. Go to the contact section. Leave your information and your shout out for that special person in your life. You know, this is another avenue for you to thank them, and sometimes they don't realize how much you honor them and how much you're grateful for the things that they do. So here is another avenue for you to use. Let's surprise somebody today. Once again, you're listening to the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show. Dork is your host. And we are on www.blogtalkradio.com and KASA. Once again, I want to remind you guys about our show. We want this show to be a source of any resources that are needed within the homes or in your community. Reach out to us because we want to know. We want to know where the help is needed. We want to know where we can get the help from. Let us know this information. If there are some words of encouragement, let us know about that. If you are an organization or a ministry that reaches out to the community, we want to know about that. Go to www.acaringconsultantswithanS.com. Go to the contact section. Leave your information so that we can contact you. We would love to put this out to those in need. Also, let me remind you, not only are we dealing with the physical part, but we're also dealing with the spiritual part. So if there is some spiritual need that you need and you're not able to come to us or to go out, let us know about that. We have set up home Bible studies for encouragement and inspiration. And if you are a ministry that has ministers and teachers that will go out to the homes and you want to be a part of us, community outreach program, let us know. We would love to talk to you and to see what you have to offer to the community. And we want to be able to reach the community in every language. Because caring is contagious.
Thank you once again for listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show. I'm Dorcas, your host, and I am so excited about being able to put this out over the air. An international talk show where we can reach the world. Call in and let us know that you heard about us or that you heard our show today. Our office number is 281-509-4755, or you can reach us via internet at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact information, leave your information, give us some words of encouragement, give us some words of discouragement. We want to hear from everybody. We want to know what's on your mind. Also, once again, if you have an outreach ministry, or if you have an organization or individual that would like to help the community, let us know. Go to our website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section. Leave your information. Let us know if you want to be a partner with us and you want to help, because I know that the help is out there. Thank you once again for listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show. God bless you. Until next week, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on www.blogradio.com at KSAK. This is Dorcas with the A Caring Consultants Talk Show. Thank you and God bless.
We should have
listening to the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio, KASK. Until we meet again next Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., it's the Scorpius, your host. Thank you. God bless you. We love you.
We can't.
Because